So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited a braisa. Kederech shemesadrin ba'arochin, kach mesadrin ba'al choyv. If a person pledges his erech to pay hektish the predetermined value of one's own worth as specified by the Torah based on his age and gender, if he's poor and cannot pay the full amount, we make an assessment to ensure that he's left with his basic necessities. Similarly, when collecting a debt, one must leave the borrower with his necessities. The Gemara also established that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees because Hashta zavuni mezavninan lei, sedure mesadrinan lei. If he holds one may sell the item, he certainly holds that we do not make an assessment to leave him with his necessities. It must be pointed out, however, according to the Braisa, that there is a difference between Arochin and Baal Chayv. In the case of Arochin, he pays whatever he can afford at that time and is exempt from the rest, even if he later becomes wealthy. However, in the case of Baal Chayv, he still owes the rest of the loan and must pay it if and when he can afford it. The Gemara now inquires, Mahu sheyisadru b'Baal Chayv? Do we indeed rule that we leave a borrower with his necessities? The Gemara elaborates on the question. Mi gomar micha micha me'arachin oiloi? Do we expound the gzeira shava for Baal Chayv from Arachin as follows? The pasuk regarding Arachin says, V'imach hu me'arkecha. If he's too poor to pay the full amount, and we expound, Hachiyehu me'arkecha. We make an assessment and we leave him with his necessities. The pasuk regarding Baal Chayv states, V'chiyomuch achicha, Umata yada imach vechazakta boy. Do we expound this gzeira shava and leave a Baal Chayv with his necessities as well? Or do we not expound this gzeira shava? In response, the Gemara cites a similar inquiry. Ha'oimer harei alai mon elabedek abayis, mahu sheyisadru. When we collect collateral from someone who made an ordinary pledge to Hektish, do we make an assessment and leave him with his necessities? Rabbi Yochanan says that we do, because neder be'erkecha ksiv. The pasuk compares arachin with other pledges to Hektish. Ma arachin mesadrin, af Hektish mesadrin. Just as we make an assessment regarding arachin, we make an assessment regarding other forms of Hektish. Other Amiroim say that we do not, because kavachoyim b'bal choyv. Uma bal choyv shemachzirin ein mesadrin, Hektish she'ein machzirin ein oidin she'ein mesadrin. If for a bal choyv, where the malva must return the collateral to the loive, and yet when he eventually sells it, we do not make an assessment, then for Hektish, who does not return the collateral, we certainly do not make an assessment. Clearly, these Amiroim ruled in accordance with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and hold Ein Mesadrin Lebal Chayv. The Gemara now questions this opinion. Yesadru b'Baal Chayv, Kavuchayme me'arachin. We should make an assessment for a Baal Chayv based on a Kavuchayme from Arachin as follows. Uma Arachin she'ein machzirin mesadrin, Baal Chayv she'machzirin ein oidin she'mesadrin. If for Arachin, where we do not return the Mashkin, we make an assessment, then for a Baal Chayv, where we do return the Mashkin, we should certainly make an assessment. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, V'imachu me'erkecha, hu v'loi Baal Chayv. We do not assess for a borrower. The Gemara further asks, V'achziru behektish, kavuchaymer mi Baal Chayv. Hektish should return a Mashkin to the donor based on a kavuchaymer from Baal Chayv as follows. Uma Baal Chayv she'ein mesadrin machzirin, hektish she'mesadrin ein oidin she'machzirin. If for a Baal Chayv, where we do not make an assessment, we must return the Mashkin, certainly for Hektish, where we do make an assessment, we should return the Mashkin. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, Ulchati a tzedakah, misha tzarech tzedakah, yatza Hektish ain't tzarech tzedakah. This is done as a merit for the creditor. This excludes Hektish, which does not need merit. The Gemara relates an incident regarding this halacha. Ashkechei Rabba Baravua le'Eliyahu, dekoi beveis hakvaris shel ovdei kechovim. Rabba Baravua once met Eliyahu HaNavi in a non-Jewish cemetery and asked him, Mahu sheyisadru b'Baal Chayv? Do we assess the needs of a borrower? Eliyahu HaNavi answered him, Gomar micha micha me'arachin. Yes, we assess for a borrower and we derive this halacha from arachin. He then asked Eliyahu, Lav koyin humar? Mai taimo koyin mar beveis hakvaris? Are you not a koyin? Why are you in a cemetery? Eliyahu replied, Loi masni mar taharis. Are you not familiar with the halachas of purity found in Seder Taharis, where Braisa states, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai oimer, Kivrein shel ovdei kechovim ein metamin? Graves of non-Jews do not impart impurity. As the Pasuk says, Ve'atein tzoyni tzoyin mar isi odom atem. Atem kruin odom ve'ein ovdei kechovim kruin odom. Only Yidden are referred to as odom. And the Pasuk says, Odom ki yomus be'oyel. only an Adam imparts impurity. Rabbah answered, Ba'arba loy matzina, b'shita matzina. I'm barely able to study the four more relevant siddurim, but I certainly am not able to study taharis, because d'chiki li milsa, I live in extreme poverty. Dabrei v'ayli l'gan Eden. Eliyahu HaNavi took him into Gan Eden and told him, P'shoit glimach sefei shekoyel mahani tarfi. Collect some of these leaves in your cloak. And he did so. When he was leaving, he heard a voice say, Man ka'ochel la'almei k'rabba baravua. Rabba baravua is consuming his reward in Olam Haba. Whereupon, nofat shadinu. He threw away the leaves. Nevertheless, sochat glima recha. His cloak absorbed some of their scent. Zavne betracer alfi dinri, palginu lechas nevase. He sold the cloak for 12,000 dinarim and distributed the money amongst his sons-in-law. The Gemara proceeds to cite several other halachas regarding collateral. The pasuk says, "Ve'im ish ani hu lo yishkav ba'avoytoi." Do not sleep with the collateral of a poor person, implying ha'asher shachiv. You may sleep with a wealthy person's collateral. Now this does not mean the creditor may use it, as Rashi explains, "Harehu ribis etzloi." Using the collateral constitutes interest on the loan. Rather, you may not go to sleep without returning the poor person's collateral for the night. However, you may go to sleep without returning the wealthy person's collateral. It's forbidden for the malva to enter the loiva's house to seize collateral after the due date. If he did take the collateral, he must return it. If he does not return it, he is subject to the prohibitions governing collaterals, namely, however, if the malva takes collateral that was willingly given by the loiva at the time of the loan, he does not need to return it even when the loiva needs it. The pasuk refers to a day garment and says that the malva must leave it with the loiva all day until sunset and may only take it overnight as long as he returns it before daybreak. This pasuk refers to a night garment and says that the malva must return at sunset and may only take it in the morning as long as he returns it the next day by sunset. Omer Rabbi Meir, v'chi me'acha shemachzirin lama memashkinin me'ikara. If the creditor needs to return the collateral daily, what's the point of collecting it? The Braisa answers, sheloi tehei shviyas misham tosoi v'lo yasem ataltlan etzel bonov. As Rashi explains, kima de mashkinei kanya. By taking it, he acquires rights in the item. Therefore, Shemitah does not cancel the loan, since it's considered as if it was collected. Additionally, although one cannot ordinarily collect movable items from heirs, he may keep the collateral. The pasuk says, "Lo yisovoy el beisoy labayt avoytoy." A creditor may not seize collateral from the debtor's home. However, ata nichnas lebeisoy shel orev. One may take collateral from the guarantor's home. Additionally, lebeisoy ata nichnas. One may not enter a home to collect debt for a loan. However, ata nichnas leschar kosef, leschar chamar, leschar punduk, leschar diuknois. One may enter to take collateral for owed wages and fees. However, the pasuk says, "Mashas me'uma," one may not enter the home for any sort of loan, to include zakvan olav b'milveh, if one converted his owed wages into a loan.